Good morning, George. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. I don't have a speaker. There we go.
There you go. I can hear you, George.
Thank you. If you don't turn the speaker on, you don't hear much.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, it looks like Warren is having, oh, there he is.
Good morning. Yeah, I joined through the browser, not the app, and it worked well that way. I don't know why, it just kept saying we have a problem.
Yeah, I know that story. Well, good.
All right. Good
morning, Ron.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Looks like we're all here.
Yeah, look at that.
Great.
This will give it 1 minute or 30 seconds so we get to 8:00.
Okay.
All right, we're at 8:00.
Great. Good morning, everyone. Calling the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Collins?
Present.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Here.
Commissioner Audie?
Here.
Commissioner Gary?
Here. Okay, if I could ask everybody to join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
Yeah.
Nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Thank you. Okay, public comment. Do we have any members of the public?
Yeah, we've not received any, and on your screen are instructions. If you are a member of the public and want to provide any comments, there's a raise hand feature, and we'll keep our eyes open for that. And that's how you get our attention to make a public comment.
Great. Okay, if I hear none, I will move on to safety moments, item number 5.
Yes, safety moment is related to tips for driving in the rain, and we had that monster storm few weeks ago, so very, very quick reminder about how to make sure that we're safe in the rain, staying alert, being visible as possible, what to do if you're hydroplaning, turning off cruise control, and just knowing how to respond in case you do start to hydroplane and or get into a crash. So there's some really good tips on there. Everything in red is a clickable link, so if you want more detail, you can click on the links.
Thank you. We should probably add driving in the fog now.
Yeah, I got caught in the fog on Saturday on my motorcycle, and that was not fun.
Yep, I got caught in two bridges on Saturday morning, so yeah. Thank you. Moving on to item 5B, manager. Yes.
I had a couple of slides that I wanted to point out some things on managers. The first which was from Commissioner Collins. He sent me a snippet from the Sunday's Chronicle editorial, and the headline was, "Don't let a few monster storms fool you that SS water supply is unsustainable," which it is. And the article also notes that the Bay Area is decades behind Southern California. And I just wanted to make quick mention of what we are doing. And I think it's worth a follow-up, a little bit more discussion at a future meeting, but just very briefly, we've been working with SFPUC, Cal Water, Redwood City, Mid-Peninsula Water. Those are all the local water agencies that serve our area. Been working with them for a number of years in how to go about getting either a direct or a potable or direct or indirect potable reuse program off the ground. What it's looking like is that each of Silicon Valley Clean Water and the city of San Mateo can contribute about 6 million gallons per day of recycled water. To do so for a potable reuse program, it would take an advanced purification treatment. So the water that we create here would go into another treatment system. And like I said, I think this is worth giving a specific presentation on, and I'll schedule that in either December or January. The other thing I wanted to note was in response to Commissioner Lieberman's question about our cybersecurity and how our phishing tests are doing in terms of changing employees' practices, because that is the largest risk. So we do have a security awareness program. It's been in place for over 2 years. And the question is, how effective is it? So the phishing tests, through the phishing tests, we're able to measure that. And go ahead to the next slide, Jessica. So 2019, we rolled out some phishing tests. Results get better over time and people become more aware. Towards the end, when we went to the new test, we reached a 1% success factor, which means people weren't clicking on, these test emails or links in their email. So that was really good. So what we wanted to do was up the ante and increase the sophistication of the test, which our IT staff did this year. And as you can see in the bullet points, it's very sophisticated. I mean, some of us have been caught in these already, and the initial results were worse than industry standard, but just after 1 month we got better at it. And one of the things that we're doing is if a test is failed, then we provide additional training to that individual. So it's just keeping the awareness up, and we find that it's extremely effective. So that's what I wanted to report out on. If there's any questions regarding either of these, I can go ahead and answer them. Otherwise, that's the end of my report.
Through the chair, if I may?
Yes, Commissioner.
Thank you. Teresa, not a question so much as a thank you for doing this and the follow-up. I think all of the cyber threats are only getting more and more sophisticated and getting more and more widespread. So unfortunately, this is going to be just an ongoing standard business practice. So I just keep hearing more and more of companies that are either losing data or operations get taken over somehow from the outside. I appreciate your continued diligence in this area.
Yes, thank you. I'll pass that on to our IT staff too, and all our staff, because it's a team effort.
And Commissioner Collins?
Yes, thank you, Alicia. And I want to add my thanks to, I am seeing an increasing amount of phishing attempts in my own email. I mean, I almost get them daily now, and I've got pretty good at recognizing them. And some are so good that I end up calling the vendor and asking them if they sent it to me. And sometimes I send emails to my friends that send me these things, and I ask them, I say,